Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the late 1940s, manufacturing companies in the United States were the most efficient in the world. American workers are the most productive. As a result, American workers were also the highest paid in the world. This status was supported by relatively limited government regulation when compared to the United States today. The prosperity of American workers was also supported by gold. In the late 1940s, it was not legal for American citizens to own physical gold. However, foreigners were permitted to present U.S. currency to the U.S. government and be paid in gold at the rate of 1 ounce of gold for every $35 of currency. Because the U.S. government replaced minimal restrictions on this gold exchange, few parties felt the need to go ahead and turn in their currency to obtain gold. Back then, the U.S. was virtually the only country that stood ready to back its own outstanding currency in a fixed-rate exchange for gold. It was this policy, where the U.S. dollar was effectively considered to be as good as gold, that resulted in the U.S. dollar serving as the global reserve currency. Also, because the U.S. dollar was fixed in value to gold, it became the unit of choice for international credit. Consequently, the U.S. also served as the world's largest creditor. In other words, the U.S. became the world's banker. Today, the United States economy, its workforce, and the U.S. dollar do not merit any of these accolades. It may surprise many people that the relatively high cost of American labor is not even a major factor in this decline. Intel Corporation, an American company that is the world's largest semiconductor chip manufacturer, revealed that it would cost about $1 billion more to open a new factory in the United States compared to what it would cost in a number of other countries. Out of this amount, only about 10% was attributed to the higher cost of American labor. The remaining $900 million of excess burden were attributed to the higher cost of complying with U.S. government regulations. So, it really isn't the cost of American workers that is putting U.S. companies at a competitive disadvantage. Instead, it is the burden of complying with U.S. state and local government laws and regulations that is destroying American jobs. It is important to realize that one of the requirements for a company to create permanent jobs is that it needs some certainty of the long-range legal environment in which it plans to conduct business. Today, employers no longer know what their health care costs will be in a year or two if they hire new workers. Therefore, they have a disincentive to create new jobs in the U.S. This loss of American jobs is one of the unintended consequences of last year's healthcare legislation, often called Obamacare. Tax law is another example of the destructive effects of an unstable environment. Today, companies are uncertain what tax rates, deduction limits, and tax credits will apply even for the current tax year, let alone future years. Therefore, they are required to plan on a worst-case scenario. With a growing number of tax laws imposed on hiring employees, the conservative solution is to avoid creating new American jobs. The problem also applies to other regulations. It used to take 3 years from the initial discovery until a new mine went into production. Today, there are so many more permits required and regulations to follow that it takes an average of 10 years to bring a new mine into production, and now takes 7 more years before most new jobs are created by the mining companies. The falling value of the U.S. dollar also creates a disincentive to invest in creating American jobs. In 1971, President Nixon closed the gold exchange window. Since then, the U.S. dollar has generally declined in value against other paper currencies. It has dropped more than 95% against gold. In sum, there are many ways in which the U.S. government destroys existing American jobs and thwarts the future creation of new opportunities for U.S. workers. Last Thursday, President Obama announced his supposed jobs creation program. When analyzed, the plan, if it becomes law, will actually destroy more permanent U.S. jobs than it will create. The alleged benefits are the creation of temporary jobs that will only last through the 2012 elections that will go mostly to sectors of primarily Democrat voters. The cost of generating these short-term jobs will be a permanent increase in the overall tax burden. When investors have fewer dollars available to create new jobs, those permanent jobs won't be created. What President Obama proposed in his speech was simply more of the same failed policies of his own and his predecessor administrations that have crippled the creation of American jobs, reducing the prosperity of American workers, and turned the U.S. into the world's largest debtor nation. If the politicians in Washington were serious about trying to create jobs in America, they would focus on eliminating all the job-destroying regulations, let interest rates trade on the free market, and return to a stable currency. Monetary gold can be part of the solution. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.